Simin Kuf Pei Ches Sif Gimel through Hey, and maybe Hakdama Tamaris. I just want to start off Tarachokis. Thank you. I want to start off with a shaila that I received this morning. That's very negiah to Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, what we just saw beforehand. I do see certainly that there's a Siyata Deshmaya. I don't know what you can call it, that whenever we're learning the sugya, there are shalas that come up. Actually, two shalas I got this morning, both of them are negiah to what we're learning. The first shalas was an interesting question. A younger man who's generally machmir on brown for heftik tarah. Himself, that's how he goes. There, we saw already the pisli chuba brought down. The shlo that says to be machmir on tov. The chokhmas adam goes that at least by heftik tarah one should be machmir. There's a chili between heftik tarah and the other bedikas. So even though brown, there are many that are mekol, however, l'chol apachas, when you get to hefsek tara, there's in the paiskim that bring down also, achrenim, that l'chol apachas by hefsek tara should be machmir. Mele, his derech is that he tries to be machmir for hefsek tara. Now his wife, the past number of days, has been seeing brown. Generally it's pretty clean when by the time after hefsek tara, and the 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, she's been seeing brown. So after 2 days of seeing brown, he already told her, you know what, do a heftik tara, and I'll go ask what to do. So he came, what should he do? It's already a few days, he's holding by day four, I think, and all the bedikas are brown. There's actually the last one, has a tiny little dot of red on it, maybe it's a petza, maybe it's not. The shayla is, what do we do in such a case? So there's really two questions. First of all, what's the story with brown? Should it be machmar and brown? And if you're not going to be machmar and brown, should you be machmar heftik tara? And second of all, if he's going to be, does he have a recht? He mentioned that his wife is already not interested in being machmer. So, should he be machmer? Can I get his wife? Some sefer in Pesachei Tshuva that somebody has a recht to be machmer, can I get the wife? The question is, over here, he's not really being machmer in brown. He's going to be machmer heftik tara. So maybe there is an Indian, maybe there's not an Indian. What's the halacha in such a case? So, me and Nila Akhriya, and I wasn't going to be Makhriya. But he went to go ask somebody, and he came back to me afterwards. And a pikeach, and from here in the mirror. And he says, what? Brown, you're Machmoron, what's epis? Machmoron Brown. So he was Makabal from Anashim Gedolim, not to Machmoron Brown, Makal, not to Machmoron. So in that case, Pseder, not to Machmoron. So now what? So now does he have to be Matir Neder, of the fact that he was always naked till now. But afterwards, I chafed a different shiloh. After he already left, I chafed that Lechero, once he's not being Machmor and brown, for even his Hefzik Tyro, then he can add on another 2 days. Because the first 2 days, he told his wife that it's not good, and after it was already a few days, then he said, you know what, just do the Hefzik Tyro. So Lechero, you have an extra 2 days, you'll be add on. Then he gets a different shiloh, maybe do his Hefzik Hadas, after she did the heftik tire, and he said, don't be same upon it. So now she's missing heftas for 2 days. The question is the heftik das b'chol a problem? That's already sugiyas of Simen Kuf Tadivav. So I went outside to tell him, and I found him outside, actually. And he was very not willing to be makel, really. Also, maybe he wasn't pointing the bedika so well at the beginning. He just saw it was brown already. He said, forget it, don't be same upon it. She's Mesiach Das, Bechulu. Either way, well, you have to count, so it's Hezra Das. Anyhow, that was the Shaila, which is Negea to Sif Al Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, Dam B'Shvei Feres. Says the Mechaber, Echnisa Shvei Feres Etzia Badam Tehiro. This is, Halacha is actually Machlokes Rishonim, what's the heter of Dam B'Shvei Feres? That time we saw in Rashi, Rashi seems to understand that the heter of Dam B'Shvei Feres is that it's a Chatzitza. Ein darka shalish shalir zama shefaris means that it's chaytis. It's min b'she'ena imina, and therefore it's chaytis and not considered b'besara because her boss is not feeling it. It's in the shefaris. Other rishenim, the Rambam, the Rosh, seem to understand that that's not the kula. The kula of riyas zama shefaris is because it's not derech riyah. That's not the normal way to see. It's not because it's not touching, but because it's not the normal way to see dam. Now, in that second tzad, there's really a machlekes achrenim how to understand that. What does it mean it's not the derech? It means that any time dam comes out through a tube, that's not the normal way, and therefore, even as long as you put a tube inside, and the dam is getting a regular vest, and dam is pouring out, it's considered shaleika derech riyah and she's tahara? Or does it mean, no, when she's machnis the shvoiferes inside the makar, and that's gurim riyah, in such a case, that's what's going to be matara. That's how it seems that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav learns. That's, maybe you could be medayik talashim machaber, it's not 100%. Hechnisa shvoiferes v'yitziya bodam. Lekan alekan. For those that learn that, no, hechnisa shvoiferes means that the shvoiferes alein, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav learns that way, but that's the Mechaber, that's the Rosh, the Chera, who's the Makar for this, that it means that the Shveferis itself was Gurim the Dam to come out. Where is this Negei Halacha L'maisa? Doesn't sound like it's very Negei B'chlal. However, there was Kiyodua, a well-known tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman, back in the day, not so many years ago, that probably 50 at least by now, but for people that were having an issue that he himself has a number of children who do not have children, and one of the issues that was being dealt with is the fact that women ovulate too early. So what can a woman do if she obviously ovulates too early? So if she ovulates on day 11 after a vest, so then you could play around with the 5 days and that you have to wait before the Zayin Akim and knock it down to 4 days. Maybe there's a possibility even for less. What do you do if you need, what happens if a woman bleeds for 5 days? You can't knock down those 5 days. Or it's day 10. What are you supposed to do in such a case? So Shlomo Zalman came up with an Eitzah of Riyas Dam Shveferes, that he spoke to a doctor and he said there's a way, he said very easily, to be able to attach a Shveferes to the cervix, to the Makar for where the dam is coming out, and all the dam will come out through the shveferes. Actually, it says that the shveferes will extend from the makar till chutzle, till outside of her body. That way, the dam will never go at any point touch the base of chitzain, and there's no problem of her becoming a nida in such a case. After that, so she could lechur, she's not even a nida. Once she's not a nida, so then she doesn't have to wait. She doesn't have to wait 5 and 7. Not only that, he's mitzadet in the middle of the tshuva, that this is a good eitzah for somebody that doesn't have a mikvah. A woman that's in a place, you're in Bangkok, you're in who knows where, Antarctica, or Alaska. There's been many places where people have gone where there's not a mikvah, and it's very cold, to use the Arctic Ocean, or wherever it is. I don't know if that's an eitzah. That's a cooler. Either way, a place where there's no mikvah, you have the lechur, a woman could attach a shveferes, and she'll never become tamei. He says he's madche, and he says lamaisa. The gedolei achrayim learn v'das the rush who we paskin like. There are many achrayim that learn. Maybe that's pshat mechaber. That the only time that you're going to be tahar is in a case where you're machnis the shreferis and force the dam out. And in this case, that's not what's happening. You're just affixing the shreferis, and all the dam is coming through the shreferis. Mela to be mekel and gansen that you shouldn't even be a nidah midaraisa. There's nothing to be choish for a nidah daraisa that he did not want to be mekel. However, he said, we'll be choshish for nidus deraisa, dehainu. We'll affix it a day or two before she's expecting to get her vest. Then we'll wait after she starts getting her vest 7 days, and we'll clean out the shveferes before we detach it to make sure that there's no dam that's going to come out afterwards. We'll shoot some water inside, whatever it is, and then we'll detach it. Kumtais that. And she'll do afterwards a hefsek taro, just to be yaitse the din daraisa of nida. She knows for sure that she stopped. And she'll have her 7 days that will be choshish for me daraisa of nidus. But lamaisa, we're not going to be machmer for the din darabanan of b'nai Yisrael echmir alasman leishiv al tibas dam kechardol shivanikim, because she didn't even see a tibas dam kechardol. So in this case, even though we're not mekel on Rav Zeir b'chlal, anytime, we're never mekel on Rav Zeir. Rav Zeir, even though l'chor, it's only din d'rabbanan, we're never mekel on it. That's the first chelik of his tshuva. It's in Tinyana Ayin Beis. And the first whole chelik of his tshuva is that we're never mekel on Rav Zeir. But that's only if you became a nida. Over here, you never even became a nida b'etzem. So memela, you don't have the din of Rav Zeir, at least this din of Rav Zeir, you won't have. And he says this will help you for Amat, a woman that is very machmas for Amat, and we're not sure where it came from. She put it in the shreferes, she'll find out where it came from. He says it'll help you l'chara for dam chimud. If she affixes the shveferes beforehand, and then she's teveya, you have to figure out a way that you're able to convince her to put on shveferes without her realizing that there's a tviya going on over here. But if you're able to, then in a chanami, then you would be, even if there would be a riyas dam, it would be in the shveferes, it would not be in the tamar.
Lamaisa.
Roshu alav kol ha'olam lamaisa. Goshu, Roshu v'gam goshu. We say in Slichot. The olam was exploded. And they were not makabalit. One of the basic reasons is because technically you can't be 100% sure that not a tibas dam kecharlo is going to come out. And once a tibas dam kecharlo comes out, that's it, you're already finished. Then the whole thing is over. But even without that, there's a whole sefer that's written called Halacha Brura. It's actually in the Miklat. I think last time we learned that it was Neitzer, where Rain was upgraded to the Miklat, or downgraded to the Miklat. And it's called Halacha Brura, which was written Kineged this Tshuva of Shlomo Zalman. And he writes the Nakdama that Lamaisa, everybody, no one came out with a Psak Kineged it. So Lamaisa, he spoke to many people and they asked him to do that. And therefore, he's writing a whole sefer Kinegedin. And he goes through Kama V'Kama Dvarim, to not go through the whole sefer. He has a synopsis in the front, where one of the big chashas is, first of all, did the dam come out? After the chashas, maybe some dam came out. Other chashas also. First of all, he held that it's pashit, that Riyas Damash Referis, there's no one that holds that a woman that's getting a regular vest just because she puts on a Shreferis, that it's going to be Matar. Chitza in and of itself is not a Svara to be Matar. That's what he named them Kupshutoi. Everybody holds his other svaras together with it. It's not that just attaching or fixing a Shreferis will matter. So, once again, Chazar Hadin, that Shreferis is not so matzi in the Chara. However, Ve'etzem, it could have been very matzi. It's also, you're playing with fire, because people that don't know what they're doing, so then 100%, once they're going to play around, oh, you heard that the Shreferis is okay, so then, whatever it is, they'll make their own Shreferis, not worrying about it, and it's Shailas of Yisuri Daraisa and Karas possibly. That's the first chelik of the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues, he says, that's all Bishrei Feris. V'chein im ros adam mechaticho, afinu mevukas v'adam bebekoyim b'inin shenogeh bebesara teirik, im shen derech liris kein. And then he quotes the story of the Rash. And it's not clear b'chlal what the story of the Rash is, and there's kama pshatim. The Mechaber understands that the case is, the Beis Yosef himself had a suffix what pshat was. Is it that there's a chaticho in the Beis Achitzin and dam is pouring out from the Makar? Or is it that chatichas are pouring out, but not dam? Lamaisi goes with the second way, and that's very passes. V'chein isha shenekar makar shalo, kumin chatichas baster neiflam Beis Achitzin tahira. If there's chatichas in the Beis Achitzin that are coming out from a Makar, then she's tar. And the chiddush is, just to be misakim, the shitas of the Achrenim. The Shevet HaLevi does this, and the Pridei is more marech. He says there's six shitas in the Achrenim. We're going to bring down the Iker shitas here. The shita of the Mechaber is that when dam from a chatichos come out of the Mekar and there's dam in the Bekoim inside of it, then we say that that dam, even if that dam came out from the Mekar, since it came out inside of these Bekoim, inside these indentations, therefore it's not going to be metamic. The Ramah says that even if she's seeing dam coming out of the chatichos, not just that there's dam inside the indentations and that's how it came out, even if there's a chaticha in the Beis Achitzin and there's dam that's leaving the chaticha, and we know this chaticha is from the Makar, nevertheless, we're allowed to say, since we know the chaticha is from the Makar, it's actually in the Dark Moshe, there's a bunch of words that have to be added inside. Look at a lot of the Chrenim who put the Dark Moshe, they say, Ein lo shum avon. Look at the Dark Moshe Arach, it has all the words. But one of the things that he says is, we know that this woman, what the words that have to be in, we know that these chatichas are coming from the Makar, which is falling apart. And Mamela, since we know that this is coming from the Makar, we're allowed to say that she has a Makar in the Makar. Therefore, comes along the Ramah with a Chiddush V'Noisef on the Mechaber. The Mechaber understands that if the piece came out of the Makar and there's dam inside the indentations, that's not going to be Matamar. The Ramah goes to say, Nitoisef Chiddush, since we know the piece is from the Makar, even if there's dam coming out of the Chatichos and it's leaving her body, it doesn't make a difference. We're Toile that she has a Makar in the Makar. And Mamela, Dainu, these pieces which are from the Makar, and therefore, they're not going to be Matamer. The Taz, he says, the Dam is Damak, it's not Dam Nida. The Taz goes to Trud Vayter, and he says, no. Even if it's Dam Nida, Dainu, that there's Dam Mamish coming out, it's not just Dam, which is inside the Chaticha. This is Dam that's coming out of the Chaticha, like a piece of the Makar, and we know that it's Dam Nida. It doesn't make a difference. This is not the normal way to have a Re'iyah, and therefore, it's not going to be a Matamer. Dainu, the Batsam she has in the Makar, that's on the top, little pieces are coming out, and part of the lining which is on the Makar of these pieces is shedding. Since Lamaisa is coming from a place which is not the normal place, it's a Chaticho which is not attached to the rest of the Makar, it's coming out, Shaloi Kederachuya, therefore it's not going to be Matamer. The Olam asked a good question, And that is, according to the Taz, why does the Mechaber have to say that it's only small pieces? Because if it would be big pieces, then you have a different problem. Ein psich zekever b'leidam. So what? Ein psich zekever b'leidam. But it's coming out shleike derech riyah. That's exactly what the Taz says. Even if it's dam nidus, it's not coming out the normal way. So who cares? Yef shleike psich zekever b'leidam. Fine, zikr, there's dam. But the dam is coming out shleike derech riyah. So the Prideyas of Siach to the Shailan, the Shevet Levi says the same thing, that Ein Psich Zekever Leidam means you have to be choishish that after the kever opened up, after the rechem opened up to let out the piece of the chaticha, the piece of the rechem, then dam came out after that. Shaloi kederach. Not together with the chaticha. Kederach, that normal dam comes out, and therefore it's going to be matam. That's the three pshatim that are on the page. There's the fourth pshat, and this pshat is very negeil the halacha. And that is the Mil Tzaka and the Plesi, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes this way. The Neid Yehuda says that Baruch Hashem, that the Mil Tzaka was Meir Einenu Pshat in the Rash. He says this case is what all the Achrenim talk about, and it's brought down the Pesach Tshuva here from Tamba Kamba Achrenim. And that is the what the Achrenim refer to as Farfal, which in English means a prolapse. Prolapse means that the uterus starts falling out from its place. It's a organ, which it's like an appendix, which could be removed. The rechem also, the uterus, could be removed. And sometimes, after a number of births, what happens is that the muscles that are holding the rechem, they weaken, and the entire rechem, the entire uterus, falls down into the Beis Achitzin, and sometimes it can even protrude from her body. Now, the dam that comes out of the rechem at that point, it's not in its regular place, says the Mil Tzaka and the crazy placey, that's what the Rash meant when he said it's Shleike Derech Riyah. The Hainu, that the Dam is coming out, the Rechem's not in its normal place. The Rechem's not inside her body anymore. It's in the Beis Achitzin. Or it's even protruding from her body. The Meila, all the Dam that's going to come out, even though she's getting Mamash her regular period, it's never going to be Tami. This woman is never going to become Tami for the rest of her life. Because all the Dam is coming out, it's coming out Shleike Derech Riyah. Many Achrenim, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch Rav wants to go like this, Halacha L'maaseh. The many achrenim are matmiyah, and they say mali hacha mali hosam, dam mali hacha dam mali hosam. What's the difference where it is? L'maisa, it's not a chaticha of the rechem. It's not that the rechem is in the regular place and a chaticha came out like all the other achrenim are understanding. That's like a derech riyah. Here, the entire rechem, it used to be higher up, now it's lower down. But l'maisa, all the dam is coming out like a normal thing, and therefore it should be matamar. That's for the most part, it seems, how poiskim paskin. However, there's a different issue that comes up, and that is when a woman does a bedika, when she's mishamish, very often she bangs into the rechem, and then she causes herself to bleed. That, for the most part, the poskim are mekel on, they say that you're allowed to be tailed, that's dam mako. However, when she gets a proper re'iyah, then we're going to be metamer. Now, there's a different case, and that is when a woman is already misulekes damim, and a lot of dam is coming out. So in that case, it doesn't make sense to say that it's coming from the makar. It's much more mustaver that since the rechem is not in its regular place, there's a makah which is going on, and there you'd be able to be makel. And that's how many poskim would be makel. However, it's not so common, because most people do not leave the prolapse as it is. In the olden days, what they would do was, and we'll see this in a number of times through Hilchas Nida, what they would do is, they would stick in a tabas. They would stick in a ring to hold up, they would push up the uterus and stick in, affix a ring inside that would hold the uterus in place. It comes a lot of shaylas, we'll see in Kuf Tzadiches, is this a chatzitza? Is it a problem by bedikas? That you can't do bedika properly? Is it a chatzitza? Is it considered bolua? Is it considered based on starim? It has to be royal bila. If it's bolua, then it doesn't have to be royal bila b'klal. All these shaylas come up in a gear to almost a similar question is in the 21st century, is the nuvaring? It's discussed, which is this very hard rubber band-like type of contraceptive, which a woman could stick in herself, and she could feel this, and she could insert it and take it out. Is it a problem during bedikas? You have to take it out. Is it chaitis? Is it not chaitis? Is it polua? Is it? That will see Mirat Hashem when you get to Kuf Tzadiches. In many mikvahs, on the sign it says, if you have an overring, remove it before your table. We'll see whether or not you have to. You don't have to. In these tabas, you have to l'chura. Bizmanenu, says the Shevet HaLevi, there's other ways to get around this. They could sew it up. And a lot of times what it happens is the woman is already misulekes damim. So what they could do is just take out the entire rechem, which is not so uncommon. Bechlal, he writes as a shayla, whether or not even if she's not misulekes damim, she has a rech to do that. She's maybe not misulekes damim, maybe she's allowed to do it, maybe she's not allowed to. That's a shayla, big shayla. However, when she's already Mitzvah Lekas Dam, and turning on her Gei at the period of Rivia, then they could just take out the entire Rechem, and after that, if a woman sees Dam, then she's Tahura. Maybe right then when they take it out, there's a Shaila, maybe some of the Dam is there afterwards. But anytime after that, then she would be Tahura, because the Dam is not considered Dam Nida. Now, with regard to Iyav Shalom Tzichon Zekar B'lei Dam, the Ikar Makar for this is in Kuf Tadi Dalid, and that's where we're going to see it, Be'ez Hashem. However, there are big Makaris here. One of the big Shailas of Iyav Shalom Tzichon Zekar Dam comes up when a doctor does an examination and he inserts an instrument into the Makar, and he forces open the Makar from the outside. Is this din of Iyav Shalom Tzichon Zekar B'lei Dam said only if something opens up from the inside to let something out, then you have to be choshen let out Dam? How about, what's the din if somebody forces it from the outside? You open, force it open from the outside. Do we also say Yafshir Pesich Lekav Leidam or not? That's a Pesach Tshuva in Simen Kuf Tadi Dalad, who brings down from Neid Yehuda, who says that we're Choshish, yes, that you have to be Choshish, that Yafshir Pesich Lekav Leidam. Kundumar Nechach Masad Meskhoi Lekav, Tavik Masayik Isakhrenim. There's Mashmois here in the Rush, and the Beis Yosef, one way, one another way, whether or not the Shvei Feres, he's Madama the Shvei Feres the Chatichos. It sounds like that, just like the Shveferis is very small, the Chatichos are very small. The Shveferis, who cares how small it is? Shveferis could be very big if you're forcing it open from the outside. Mashmoy says that even by Shveferis, which you're inserting from the outside, that's also a chesaron. Then the basis is Machalik. It sounds like the Chilik is between the Chatichos and Shveferis, because Chatichos come from the inside, Shveferis comes outside. Mamash, there is a Nidan over here, but the Makar really for the Shaila is in Kuf Tzadi Dalad, and we're going to leave it for that. Bezo Hashem. Sif Dalit. Kol dama yetz min isha bein lach bein yavish tmeya. Any dam which comes out of isha doesn't make a difference if it's in liquid form or it's solid. It's going to be metam of loyed afilu yatsar menor tzuris beria kamin klipois kamin tzaris kamin yavchushin adulim tmeya. Anything which comes out, even if it looks like hairs, it looks like mosquitoes, little bugs, all types of things that come out, there will be metam of her if these hard things dissolve when they're left in lukewarm water for 24 hours. And there's another way to check it also, is to do miuch b'tzipurim, is to stick, it says in him, v'imachan b'tzipurim v'leini meichu tahara, v'ein tzarech levdek al-yidei shriya, says the Rambam. There's another way, without doing shriya, you could also do, first of all, it doesn't have to be preishrim, it could also be boiling hot. However, boiling hot, lav dafka, it could be that it's going to dissolve even though it's really not blood. It has to be preishrim, because that's what we know, it'll dissolve only if it's dam, and it won't dissolve if it's not dam. However, there's another way to do it also, boiling hot water, or miuch b'tzipurin, if you smush it with your fingernails, which the Gemara says, together with reik, and you smush with your fingernails, if it doesn't smush and turn into blood, then you know for sure it's not dam, it's not a problem. But then again, there are things that, even if it's not dam, will smush and dissolve. So it's not 100%, but if it's not 100%, in other words, it could be that it'll dissolve and it won't be dam. But if it didn't dissolve, then you know for sure you're good to go. L'alach l'maisa, do people do this bizmanenu? I've never seen anybody stick something in 24 hours and tell the shayla to come back in 24 hours. Haven't seen it. Maybe the reason is because we don't have these kamin tzaris, kamin klipos, v'chulim. But we do have little pieces. And little pieces, l'chayra, is a problem. Could be the little pieces is clear that it's dam. Not only that, if it is clear, that's sivav. And when it's clear to us that it's dam, then even though it's hard, we don't do any miuch, we don't do any shriya. We know for sure that it's dam. Maybe that's the case. However, I did see the Chochmas Adam says that we're not pekim in preishim bizmanenu. We're not pekim and how to keep something preishim for 24 hours, and therefore it can't be same chonim. Says the Shevi Levi, we talk about not knowing. The minig olam is not to do that. L'cher bizmanenu, you could do it, right? You could put it in a suvi. What's it called? A suvi? What's one of these things? That they, it's you can have the temperature for 2 days, exact same temperature. Whatever. What's that? Suvi. The kids are. We have ways to do it. Bizmanenu lemaisa. It is not the meaning certainly to do it. However, he says miuch b'tziporin. You could do. Granted, wherever I was mishamish, I did not see miuch b'tziporin, but I have seen it by people. I have seen people do it. Miuch b'tziporin with reik and something which is very black. Interesting, like we mentioned in the past, thing which is very, very black. Sometimes it's really a cherry black, and you do that, and it turns bright red. Mama, you see it; it's amazing to see. But when you dissolve it, it turns bright red. That's really what it is. Sometimes you can tell yourself by looking at it and looking in the sun, you'll see that it's really very, very deep red, as opposed to a black. And when you just break it apart, you see that it dissolves. that you could do bizmanenu. And that some people taka do. What happens if you have one of these little pieces, which sometimes this happens on Eid Bedika, you have a little piece and you bring it to the Rav, and somewhere along the way it falls off, or you saw it and it fell off before it got to the Rav, or it fell off after the Rav was looking at it, he doesn't know, you stick it inside the envelope and he opens up and beep, a little piece falls down onto the floor, onto his rug. It's not Shaykh, there's no way to find it. What do you do in such a case? So the Pesach Tshuva talks about such a case. He says, in such a case, you have a Svek Sveka, the Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Beis Yaakov, that it's a Svek Sveka. You don't know if it's red, and even if it's red, maybe it wouldn't be Nimuach, so it's really not tam. Even if the woman said she saw that it was red, yeah, but we're not Pekim in red, maybe it wasn't one of the reds, which is also Minadin, and therefore you still have a Svek Sveka. The Sidre Taira, on the other hand, he brings down, says the Pesach Tshuva, it's Chaylik. Sidratara says, that's not considered a Svek Sveka. That's Kulacha the Sveki, is that Tam Nida, is that not Tam Nida? And Mameila, it's not considered a Svek Sveka, you can even Tam. However, Lachor, there's a different Svek Sveka, and this is, if you look in the brackets, he writes, Ein Tshuvas Chsam Sefer Simen Kufla and Tes. If you look there in the Tshuva, the Chsam Sefer downs a different Svek Sveka. We have a Suffolk whether or not this is Dam, and even if it's Dam, Dainu if it'd be Nibuach, even if it's Dam, maybe it came out Shalei Bar Gosha. Now, we never say that it came out Shalei Bar Gosha. And that's what he continues on his Tshuva, and he says, he proves that we don't have, generally we don't say that it came out Shalei Bar Gosha. But in this case, maybe it would be different. Why would it be different? So first of all, L'chara, if we'd be able to say this, this is the second question that I got this morning. It was sent to me before Shabbos, but I didn't see it, and the person came over to ask this morning. The shayla was like this. Svek Sveko, the woman did a Hefsek Tara on Thursday afternoon. She did it, she wasn't sure, I guess. She did another Hefsek Tara. She brought both Hefsek Taras to the Rav. The Rav passed on it. He said, one is good, one is no good. They don't remember which one is which. They don't know which is the first and which one is the second. If the first one was the bad one, the second one's a good one, but if it's the other way around, then you're in trouble. So the nidin was, can we matter it? This was the shayla presented. It should be a svek sveka. Suffolk whether or not it's the first bedika or the second bedika. Even if the second bedika was not a good bedika, maybe she didn't have argasha. So now it's not so simple, right? Maybe she didn't have argasha, and then what? So the dam came out shalei bar argasha. It's dam vadi megufa shalei bar argasha. What? Why is it one shiv suffik? No, even if it's dam nida, but dam nida is not matam, because it came out shalei bar argasha. It's two different. We're heading to getting around the Sidre Taira. Sidre Taira says the whole thing is all one shame suffix. Is it Dam Nida or not? No. Even on the tzad that it is Dam Nida, it's still not going to be Matam because it's Shalei Bar Gosha. What's that? It's not going to help you for Hefsek Taira.
No.
No, it's less than a gris. You know what I'm saying on a Vedika? It's less than a gris, for sure. You don't have a father. No. Even if it's Svek Sveka. The question is, maybe Svek Sveka is not enough. Yeah, so there's a lot of questions that have to do when you get to Hefsek Taira. Very good. Just to down on the Etzem Shaila when you get to Svek Sveka. So he wanted to say like this. If you have a mitzad the Derabanan, let's say it would be a Shaila only with Derabanan. So Sav Derabanan Lakula. Elamai, it's a Shaila with Deraisa. Klapi the Deraisa, you have a Svek Sveka. So even though at the end of the day you'll be left with a suffix, even if it came out Shalei Bar Gosha, it's still going to be time Midar Abanan, but Midar Abanan, if they're only having Midar Abanan, there's no suffix b'chlal, because Midar Abanan will allow to be Mekel, and say that the second one was the good one. So on a Midar Abanan level, if we're handling Midar Abanan, b'chlal, the Shalei doesn't start. Elamai, you're handling Midar Aisas, I'll get out of the Midar Aisas by making a suffix b'chlal. That's how we presented the Shalei. Now, there's a lot of different Shalei over here, like you mentioned over here. For a Hefsek Taira, maybe Hefsek Taira doesn't help you. You need a Birur Gomer to know that she's Pascha Maino. Second of all, midrabanan, it's not pasher bechlal that this is not considered as chazik yisura, and you could say that it's savik darbanan lekula in such a case. What's the halacha if a person has two pieces of chicken in front of them? One is Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's kosher. Sorry, but it was fried in milk. Badat's milk. Badat's chicken fried in badat's milk. Asr midrabanan, not asr midrabanan. Then you have another piece of chicken, which one is not fried in milk? Two pieces in front of you. Can you eat one of the pieces? Savi darabana lekula. Bet we should eat both, right? Savi darabana lekula. It's only Isra darabana. Savi darabana. Take one piece, can you eat? Says the Rashba. This is brought down in Klal Yisrael Tzveika and Oyschof Aleph in Kuf Yod. That's his chazik Yisura. You know, vade that one of them is Isra. In such a case, you don't say Savi darabana lekula. Savi darabana lekula is if you have Isra darabana. Here, I know for sure I have Isra darabana. I just don't know which one is. But Mela, in such a case, we wouldn't be Mekel. L'chira, the same thing over here. We know for sure one of them is no. How do we even know which one is the good and which one is not good? Which is maybe not exactly why it's not exactly different in this case. But l'chira, one of them for sure is good, one of them for sure is not good. I don't know. Mechatesh, we say something that they're running in such a case. We know for sure that one of them is good, one's. Yeah. I want to know. Vade Yisr means that there's a Vade one. One of these two, you want to say that the second one was the good one. But it's one of these two, and one of these two for sure are no good. We don't know which one it is. Okay, we're going to get into this is not really not what I brought into. I'm sorry. I apologize. We can hack it afterwards. I brought it out to Svek Tveika. Can we use a Suffolk Hargosha for a Svek Tveika? Every time? Be'etzen. We can clear this on every single solitary B'dika. A woman brings a B'dika to the Rav. Why did she bring the B'dika to the Rav? It's Pasha said that it's Dam, she wouldn't have brought it to the Rav. Elamite is Suffolk. So is the Shaila, first of all, is it Naitalad Mimus or is it not Naitalad Mimus? Even if it is Naitalad Mimus, maybe she didn't have Hargosha. And therefore wouldn't be with Tamar. Never to eat. Never to eat, not to Suffolk. Svek Svekel, Lechero. You have these Shailas always. So it's not Pashit Bechlal. If you look there in the Chsam Sefer, that's quoted in this Pesach Tshuva, he says, we're not Mekel Benegea to Svek Svekel. Chazaka is that if it's Dam, it was Bob Hargosha. We're not medical to say that maybe it's Bosh Leib Ragosh. Even to be Mitzarek to Svek Sveker. Rekiv Eger clears this also in Simon Sali Beis, Madura Kama, Samach Beis. And they Nemon, he brings a Raya that we Taka don't say it. We don't count it as a second. Kol Kama that it's Zam, it's Bosh that we say that it's Bob Ragosh. Says the Chsam Seifa by Karten, by little pieces, who said over there is Chazakash Bob Ragosh? The Rambam that says Chazakash Dam Ragosh is when it comes out normally. But the Dam that doesn't come out normally, who says it's Bob Ragosh? And the Mela by Karatin wants to say that Lechur, if it's Nevad, you'd have a Svek Sveka and you'd be able to be Mekel. And that's how the Baalei Shulchan goes. That if she was not Margish, it's not Hefsek Tara, and it's not Bishas Vesta, then she'd be able to be Mekel on these Karatin that got lost. It's not a problem. One that has such a question should ask a Rav. I saw brought down some people want to be Mekel even for Hefsek Tara. Ukadema, the question should be asked just where it's Negea. However, Yesh La'ayim, when you get to Neitel Adbimus also. Something which is Neitel Adbimus, you can say that it's Chazaka Shabbat Baragosha, you don't even know it's Dame Der Aysa. So who told you that there's Chazaka Shabbat Baragosha? Maybe also when you get to that, we don't have a Chazaka Shabbat Baragosha, we have a Svek Tveika. One last case that comes out is, this is very common, had it a few times last week, and that is little tiny piece, dots that are on a B'dika cloth. Black dots, red dots on a B'dika cloth. You can't do Shri on them, because they're too small. And you can't even come out, can't even do miach on them. They're minus tiny little pieces. You'd have to you pick them off with a needle. They're so small. What's halacha in such a case? You can't do shriya. So what are you supposed to do with them? How do you know that even it's not color? You see that it's actually a piece, but it's not a big enough piece to do shriya on. In such a case, what's the halacha? So the Chochmas Adam says that Bederach Klal, he says very often, especially by black pieces, he says Talina b'matzoi that they're me'alma, and you'll be able to be mekel. It's a suffix whether or not it's me'alma or it's not me'alma, and even if it's not me'alma, maybe it's not going to be nismayach. So you really have a svek sveko. It's befrapped by the black ones. Most of the time, it's not from the body. I just had this past week, an interesting case. Somebody showed me something, little black dots, and he says, what's the story? So you look at them with a loop, and interestingly enough, they have a reddish tint. But they didn't look like dam. They look like a foreign object. So the person that was asking me, he didn't want to be Mekel because the mice had this red tint. I said, Lachur, it's not from the body. It's not, but I didn't want to be Mekel either. So he sent it to somebody else, and the Rav says, yeah, it's not a problem. Afterwards, the person went back and wanted to know why it's not a problem. Ah, it wasn't an issue, wasn't the color. So he says, how about the black things? That wasn't the blur check. He says, oh, those? That's not from the body, Bichlal. Which is, that's really, Rav Elazar says, most cases of the small black things, Ruba, the Ruba of these cases, even on Bedikas, are not from the body, Bichlal. The small black things, they're from Me'alma. Somewhere, they came from her towel when she dried herself, from anywhere, who knows where they came. They landed on the Bedika afterwards. Many people, they leave the Bedika cloth in their pocket, and they just pull it out, and who knows what was in the pocket. So there's, for sure, clapping these tiny little pieces, it's not Badek Bichlal. Bepashtis, it's not even an eight Badek clapping these black pieces. And therefore, you wouldn't even have to worry about them outside. Now, if the red pieces, sometimes you can see the red pieces are pieces of thread. Red pieces are more mutsi that they're from the body. In such a case, says the Chochma Sadam, that you could also be Mekel. However, during the first 3 days, you shouldn't be Mekel unless it's a Shasat Chak. By such cases, obviously the Rav will paskin, but again to that, a lot of times you're able to tell also whether or not they're real pieces or not real pieces. If it's mamash safik at the end of the day, then the chura, it could be that you have a tzvek tzveka, is it me'alma, is it not me'alma? And even if it's me'alma, maybe it won't be nimuach. That's what the Chochma Sadam says. The shayla is how far to take that. The Badei Shulchan Maiso went with this Chochma Sadam, b'makom where it's not a shasat chak. He should be machmer for the first few days. However, he did go with this Chochma Sadam. Obviously, if you could tell that it's not, it's a foreign object, then in Chanami, it's not going to be a problem, bichlal. Once again, it could be that even klapi these red things, they're not bodek. If it's something so small, then even if you're able to see it, but if it's not something which would be picked up by a normal perusal of the bedika cloth before the bedika, then it could be that it's not considered bodek klapi these things, and it wouldn't be matame bichlal. Lechur, it shouldn't be. Sif hey. B'med var memur mishin l'nayni moichu tahiro, b'zman shem yaveshim gemurim shein aleim dam klal. Mish aleim shum lichloch tmeo. Says the Mechaber, the only time that these hard pieces are tar, if you check them, and they don't dissolve if there's no dam on top of it. But obviously, if there's dam on top of it, then you have a different issue. Out of that dam, you have a problem. Says the Rama, mi unire. In badke gimel pamim kol masher osam l'nayni moichu, shuv ein atrich livdek mashiroya, kiderach zeh shuch, Says the Rambam, if you have that woman always sees these little pieces, some woman always sees these little pieces, we saw in Kuf Tadi Al, we saw in Kuf Zayin, and some women taka always see these little pieces. If you check them 3 times and they never dissolve, then you know for sure that it's not a problem, you don't have to check them anymore. And as long as she has a vest and it's Shlei B'Shas Vesta, she's there. Now, what does he mean? It's a vest and a shloi b'shas vestal. Like we said in Kuf Pei Zayin, Sal Samalei Pirish. This is like a question you get on the Rabbanut. Explain, where in Kuf Pei Zayin? Then you have to go ahead and explain where it is in Kuf Pei Zayin. Sal Samalei Pirish, where in Kuf Pei Zayin? The Shach understood that Kuf Pei Zayin means the end of Sifhei. That a woman that has a mako, she's allowed to be trailing a mako. Any case, as long as it's not shas vestal. But if it's shas vestal, then she's not allowed to be trailing a mako. So that's what the Rambam is saying over here. If it's Dafka Shlei B'Shas Vesta, B'Shas Vesta, you shouldn't be able to tell in a Mako. Says the Shach, I don't understand. What's the reason why you're not allowed to be tell in a Mako, B'Shas Vesta? Because V'chila Oilam Leite, it's male, she's never become Tame. In this case of the lady that's seeing these weird pieces, she'll become Tame when she sees a normal Ria. So even B'Shas Vesta should be Matahar. The Shaila is Mechatesi, that's what the Rambam meant. L'chur the Rambam meant the beginning of Sifhei. The beginning of Sifhei is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that if you have a maka in your body and you don't know that the maka is moitzi dam, so in such a case, he says, a woman that has a vest and it's shaloi b'shas vesto, she's allowed to be terrible that the dam is coming from the maka. Maybe that's what he means to say. This woman doesn't know that she's a maka that's moitzi dam. We're being terrible that she must have a maka because she always sees these pieces. But we don't know for sure that the maka is moitzi dam. We don't even know what type of maka she has. We're being told that she has a maka. We're allowed to be told that she has a maka since it's shaloi b'shas vesta and the chur is a raya that she has a maka. Then we're allowed to be told afilu shaloi b'shas vesta b'dafka shaloi b'shas vesta and she has a vest kavua. L'chur, even though the shach over there understood, okay, we'll leave that. Sifov. If we're talking about, says the Mechaber, if a woman is mapal something which is not a sarah or a beria, it's mamash a piece of dam, and it's thin enough that it's not going to cause the psichos like ever, then there's a machlekes over here between the Raivid and the Baal Amar. The Mechaber brings down both shitas, whether or not we say you have to, you're allowed to check it or not. The first shita, the Raivid says, you don't check it, because you know clearly that it's dam. There's no reason to check it. The Mamar says, no, even such a thing you have to check. Lamaiso, the Shach says, there's a Raya in the Yerushalmi, like the Sfar Yerushalmi. And the Torah Yerushalmi says, that's Lamaiso, the Mechaber is paskening anyhow, because it's a Sam Yerushalmi. Lamaiso, if it's clear that it's dam, then we wouldn't be do Shriya, which explains a little bit beforehand. We don't really see people doing Shriya, besides the fact that it's not, maybe we're not Pekim, but it's not so common to have Cyrus. I did see in the Shevet Alevi that he says there are certain times that Cyrus come out. Something that long, thin pieces, that it's not never found. But it's not so common. And Chaticho is so common that it's partial, that it's something which is dam, then in the Hanami, then you don't do Shriya B'chlal. The only question is, when it's something which is a Suffolk, whether or not it's dam. That's where the Chari comes out, that you have to, whether you should break it open with your fingernail, Ukedeme, that's where the shailas come of Shriya Ukedeme. That's how we pass in Lahalacha, like the Stam of the Mechaber. That's Kopeches. A little Hagdama, Tarachokes, the Sugyo, just a basic Hagdama of Arachokes. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Lo Yoichal Azovim Azovim Pnei Hergel Avirim. Lo Yoichal Azovim Azovim, says Rashi, Kol Shekein Torah Mazovim. Certainly a Torah Mazovim shouldn't eat together, because you're going to be Matama, one's going to be Matama the next, in the Chshash. But even Azovim Azovim, there's no Chshash of Tumah V'Tayro, still Mipnei Hergel Avirim, Mipnei Shemitoich Shemis Yachadin Yovei Libo Zova Shibakaris. Since they're Miyachid, there's a Chshash they're going to come to be Boil, a Zova Shibakaris. I know the chash is not a tumah tar chash. Chash is arayat chash, and therefore they shouldn't eat together. L'chur, you could say, mimadayik pshat. This is how Rav Moshe wants to learn. Pshat and Rashi, mipteich shem isyachdin, is like the Rosh says. The Rosh has a kitzur hilchos nido. Kedai to see it, especially after we finish hilchos nido. In half a page, he puts down all of hilchos nido. One of the things that he says over there is when he gets arachokes, he says that were machmir v'negeah to, since they're mutter b'yichud, memela we made our chakis. Dahainu, there's a basic shayla. We know that eating together, godol legimo shemekareves es arachoikim, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when you, it's merachekes es akrevim, mekareves es arachoikim. When you eat together with somebody, it causes the cure of das. If that's the case, l'chareo, there shouldn't just be l'yichol zavim azav. It shouldn't just be that someone, a husband and a wife, can't eat together. The Rambam and the Rav, they write zav im zav ishtay, im ishtay zav. It's possible that we're talking about a husband and a wife here. The shaila is by eshes ish. We don't find that there's ever an issur to eat with eshes ish in the same kara. That's pash. This is what Rashi is bavarni, and he says, and this is where the Rosh learns, and he says, enechanami. Even though by eshes ish there is no harchaka of l'yichol zavim azav. But that's because there's an Isser Yichud. Kokama, that there's no Isser Yichud, then there's a bigger chash. They're going to come to be Nichshel. And therefore, the regeiz are Archokis of Le'echal Zavim Azava and the rest of the Archokis. L'chori l'fidis, you declare, what's going to be the case of a Kala that's Pirsa Nida? A Kala that's Pirsa Nida before they're Matzliach to be Boil, or Chupas Nida. Then in such a case, L'chori, they're Osir B'Yichud. Anytime they're Osir B'Yichud, there should be L'chori no reason for Archokis. The only reason for Archokis is because there's Mutar B'Yichud. Once there's no Heter for Yichud, there should be also Archokis. That's the first Shaila. The second Shaila is it, should there be Archokis, is it, is not Shaif to come to Hergel Dover? The whole reason is that the Chshash is Mitoich Mitziachadin, Yovel Hergel Dover. So we have one Shaila. Let's say they can't be Mitziachad. The second Shaila is, let's say they can't come to Hergel Dover. If they can't come to Hergel Dover, then maybe there should be no Archokis. What's that, Sir Marshall? You're on two sides of the world. You're in America, and she's in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to know, are you going to say Dvarim that are Margilin L'Erva? Can you speak to Dvarim and Margilin L'Erva? It's not Shaifta, but Leovi, the Hergodov, you're 6,000 miles away from her. What's Allah in such a case? So the truth is that it's not so pasha that this is the only reason for Arachokis. The Rajba in Tshuva was bought on the Marmakamis in Chilak Aleph Kuf Elef Kuf Peches. He says a different reason for Arachokis, not because of the Heter of Yichud. He says the chil between Eishes Ish and Nida is that by an Eishes Ish, there's no inyan of Arachokis because it's not Libe Gaspo. As opposed to a Nida, who's your wife, who's Libe Gaspo, then any small amount of Kiruv is already could be bring to Hergel Dover. Dainu, it takes much less to bring to Hergel Dover when somebody that you're comfortable with. Somebody comfortable with, we're much more choishish. That's why we find better to get to Yichud, even though there's a Heter Baila Be'ir, there's no Heter Baila Be'ir if it's Libe Gaspo. It's much easier to come to Hergel Dover, Kokama, that it's Libe Gaspo. So even something which would not seem to be a Maisa of Chiba, like Hoshoto, passing something, you're allowed to pass something, we give a lady in the store, the cashier behind there, you're allowed to put the cash, something, make you put it down. But Mikra didn't, but some you're allowed to pass it to the, it's actually two sheets in Ebenezer Chafalas, but we pass in the Mikra didn't, that you're allowed to do Hoshoto to an Asian fish. Nevertheless, when it comes to Ishtri Nida, that's already a Shaychus that because of the Libay Gaspa could be maybe Leher Goldover. If that's the case, it's not going to help you, Lechura, the fact that it's your Aser B'Yichud because it's Pirsa Nidai, there's still the problem of Libay Gaspa. Libay Gaspa is going to be Lechura problematic. Those who want to tie it, you see, when we get to Halacha, we're not going to get to Halacha now. Maybe this is Machlekes, the Rosh and the Rajba, is Machlekes between the Machaber and the Ramon, Sefalef, from the time of the Arachokis. It's also Lechur going to be an Afkamino between this. First of all, it'll be an Afkamino, Benigea to, if you're Osir in Yichud, what's the Halacha? Chupas Nido. Can you pass the Ksuba from one to the next? According to the Rosh, if it's a Chupas Nido, you're allowed to. There's no Yichud. According to the Rajba, it's Libe Gaspo. And Lechur, it should be Osir. Another Nafkamino might be, what's the reason for that for the Heker? What's the Lumdis of why a Heker works? The Halacha is that Hashat is Osir. Mezikas HaKreis is Osir. However, the Gemara says in Ksubis, in Samach Aleph, that if you do it with your left hand, then it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? So according to the Rajba, the whole reason is because it's a Maisav Chiba, and this is something which, even though pouring for Eishes Ish is not a problem, but pouring for, maybe, for a husband to wife, wife to husband is a problem. If you do it with the left hand, if you give it to the left hand, that's not a Maisav Chiba. However, according to the Rosh, the Chashash is that you're going to come to Hergel Dover, so then, what's the reason that it should be, it sounds like it has nothing to do with Chiba Be'etzem. It's because even he's masking, what's going to help that you're doing it with your left hand? So it's not a Maisav Chiba. But since you're misyachid, then even these things Lachar could bring to Hergel Dover. As you say, only Chiba things could bring to Hergel Dover. Or maybe very fact that there's a Heker, that's what makes it that there's not going to be Hergel Dover. In other words, you have a Heker to remind you. It's nothing to do with that it's not a Maisa Chiba. According to the Rajba, when you do it with your left hand, it's not a Maisa Chiba anymore. According to the Rosh, that's not the Nikuda. The Nikuda is not Chiba, not Chiba. The Nikuda is there a Heker? There's no Heker. Once you have a Heker, it's not a problem. This might be a big nafkamina la'alacha. You have people sitting on the table eating with you. Do you need a hacker? Do you not need a hacker? What's the? We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, in the halacha. However, l'chayr, what should come out is that in a case where it's not libre gaspa and there's an isser yichur, l'chayr, it should be mutter. You don't have not the time of the rush, not the time of the rajma. What's such a case? First of all, the case of Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld is such a case, l'chayr, where we came out that it was dam chimud, where they switched the chasen underneath the chuppah. So the chur, that case was the case according to all the achrayim across the board. There's dam chima there. There's a chupas nido. For sure, there also be yichud. The second thing is that the chur wasn't libre gaspo. Doubtful. Could have been, but they just got to know each other right then. It's very hard to believe that it's taka libre gaspo. So maybe you could even have this question when you get to chasidim that they meet each other for once. Maybe it's taka. It's not forget the libre gaspo. I would think that the standard litvish. Shidduch, it is already considered Libra Gaspa. But that's usually what they wait for until getting engaged. But I'm not saying that's the way that it should be or shouldn't be. I'm not getting into that. Then we have Kabbalahs from the Bel Yibarov Latal, for those that were Zeichet to hear the Tzmuz. But Lechur would be Libra Gaspa. The Shaila is if you don't have both of the timing, can you taka be Meikol, pass the Ksuba underneath the Chuppah, Ukedema? So the truth is that you could taina that once they were Gezer Archokis, then they asked the Archokis in Gansin even when it doesn't apply. And the truth is that's the Mashmois of the Ravid. The Ravid in Shar Prisha, he brings down that there's 9 different levels Benegea to Chiv Prisha. Of all different people, Benegea to Avelis, it's a certain amount of Prisha, Benegea to, says the Ravid, Anida is Aser in Moisav aleim hanido shuchay b'chol mini prisha b'chibik v'nishik v'dvarim b'teilim mezikas hakoyes otzayis amit v'chad tzpani odim v'ragol v'chila shuchonei b'shkiris hakoyes v'chila kreshal bracha v'rigiyas etz b'ktana shalom hanidos aser and all these are chokes v'as v'staka b'akev v'chol makam v'nseis shalom. Moisav aleim, in addition, a bigger iser is hanido b'imei chupasa v'loi baal shu aser b'chol leile v'as v'siachin v'abalaila. Says Lahedya, Asr b'chol eila, Asr b'siachin. It's in addition to the regular nidus, not Asr b'yichud. She's Asr in everything plus yichud. That means Lahedya, not like the Rosh is saying. Lahedya, not that even though there's an Asr yichud, nevertheless it's Asr. So you could say he's talking about a case that's not where it's libe gaspo, but if it wouldn't be libe gaspo, he'd be maskim, lachur is seisim, and he's not mechalik b'chol. Hashmoy says that it's an Asr atzmi, that I know that once they Asr'd it, then even if you don't have the time, it's still going to be Asr. What can be the nafkamina lalach l'maiso? We'll have to get to Allah Lamaisa. But if you're 6,000 miles away from your wife, are you allowed to be, say, on the phone, Amargila Lerva? Is that Schoik Bekalas Reish? Things that are Asr, which Kenzan are Asr, it's brought down to the Braisa, right? That you shouldn't, as Nichol Le Sikraf. Is it Mutter or is it Asr? If the word is that it's only because it's going to bring to Erva, Margil, and Kukama's not going to be Margil, it's not a problem. Or the word is no. Once they Asr'd it, Isr Asmi, then Zikr, it's going to be Asr. Certainly, it's going to be negeh in a case where it's just not mistaver that they're going to be over. That whatever the case is, that there's other people in the room, so mistaver they're not going to be over. Ukedema, he's a choyle. We'll see at the end of the siman. Not only that, if you look at the Bar Tanur says lo yechal azavim azava. Why do we say case of zava and azava? He says because tashmish is kasha lehem. Even so, we're still going to our focus, even though the mistaver that they're not going to come to me asr. The truth is, though, you could say pshat on the Ravid, that the reason why the Ravid held could be that the Ravid was masking. That if there would be a real Isser of Yichud, like Eishas Ish, then in a Hanami you wouldn't need our Chakis. But by a piercing need of Lay Baal, what's the halacha? By a piercing need of Lay Baal, is she Asr be Yichud midar Raisa midar Rabbanan? So the Pasha says, the Hochshash is, once you're married, you're married. And you're allowed to be Miachani. Suga Bashushanim. Chazal were Choshish. Shema Yitzray Takfoy and Mamil the Asr. Come twice, it's not time, it says the Ravid in a Khanami. If you would have Isadar Raisa of Yichud, then it would be like Eishes Ish. And we wouldn't be Choshe, you're going to be Nichshal. However, it's only Isadar Rabbanan of Yichud, so Mamil, you're going to come to be Misyachid, you're going to come to find the way to be Misyachid, and because it's not so Chomer to you, and then we're Choshe that you're going to be, come to be Nichshal. The truth is not so pashut. The Maram in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin, was been signed in the Maram Kemis also, he learns with us that in a Chanami, Pirsa Nida, Vele Baala, that there's an Isser Daraisa. It's not Isser Daraisa, but it's Isser Daraisa, Mamash Legesh Sish, and Mamela in a Chanami, if there's Isser Yichmi Daraisa, we're not Choshe, they're going to come to be Nichshal, they're not going to be look for a time to be Mekel, because it's Isser Daraisa. And therefore, there's no reason for Harchokis. So Kumtais, we have Mitzad Echad, that sometimes a Nida is more machmer than an Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is mutter in certain things, Hayshoto, Akilo B'kar Achas, and our Nida is more machmer. Mitzad Sheni, we find that a Nida is more kal when you get to Eishes Ish. It's mutter b'istaklis, right? Istaklis is mutter by Ishtoi Nida, and it's also by Eishes Ish. Says the Rosh, what's up, Shad? Says certain things that they, Chazal are the ones that made the Harchokis, and they said that the things that are shaykh to be nizar from, you have to be nizar from. The things that are not shaykh to be nizar from, they weren't going to be machmer to be nizar from. The shayla is, if that's the case, then why do we need, Taisa says, who be big day, the Gemara clears, and that's your gimel. Who be big day, the he be big day. What's halacha? If she's a nida, are they allowed to sleep in the same bed if they're both wearing pajamas? You have dayos, two people here, they should remind each other, and you have a hacker. That if there would be mishamish, there would be mishamish without pajamas on. So if they have clothing on, so you have a hacker. You have dais and a hacker. The Gemara at the end of the day comes out that it's a hekesh to Eishes Ish. Just like Eishes Ish is Asr, so too Nid is Asr. How do we know that Eishes Ish is Asr? Says Taisus, it's a Svara. That you're sleeping in the same bed together, and it's Yitzray Tekfoy, then you're not going to be Asr. Svara that it's Asr. So if that's the case, so then why do I need a hekesh to tell me by a Nida that it's Asr? L'chari mi Svara, it should be Asr. The same way that by Eishes Ish is Asr, so too by Nida should be Asr. It's not one of those things. Be'etzem, anything which is Asr by Eishes Ish, Kolshkin should be Asr by Nida, because we're more machner. It's just the things that you can't get out of. It's dachlis. You're not going to look at your wife for 12 days a month. It's not going to be so great for Shalom Bayis.
Mamela, it's not shaykh. Therefore, that's remakel. Not to sleep in the same bed together, that's something which is mamish not, unless they only had, everybody had one bed, mechtevis mechayiv people to buy two beds. That's, but the Pasha says that's not something which is not, it's not shaykh to get around. What do we need a hekesh for? Not exactly clear. But chal, when I get to this hekesh, the Pesach Tshuva declares, are you allowed to listen to your wife sing? So he says, we have a hekesh from Eishes Ish. And Eishes Ish you're not allowed to listen to, so Tovah you're not listening to. Now it's not so clear because you're also not allowed to be misak on Eishes Ish, and you're allowed to misak on your wife. It's not Deme and Gansen. So you could say that Zemer you could get around, and Sakas you can't get around, Bechulu. So my see blind Torachin, when you get to this Shaila. We'll get up to that. That's when you get to, so we cleared, we gave two timing for Harchokis by Nida as opposed to Eishes Ish. One is that there's Libre Gaspa, and the two is that there's Yichud. And that's why we're more makel when we get to Eishes Ish, and we're more mach when we get to Nida. There's certain things that we're more makel when we get to Nida than to Eishes Ish. But lechura, what would be if we cleared? What would be if you don't have the timing by Nida? Now I want to clear the other way. What is if you have the timing by Eishes Ish? What's the halacha if you have the reason by Eishes Ish? If you look at the Arach HaShulchan, when the way the Arach HaShulchan brings down the time of the rush, he says, "Bipnei shakoponim hu ima todir." Since he's always with his wife, hokhu khazal lasas ischark ischarkus bedvarm shefsher dem like in iskarvis kshuima todir yavim li demirsho kemesh kasvarosh. He never quotes Yichud. He says they're always together. They're always together. Once you're always together with somebody, then you always have to be chayshish. Yavim li demirsho. So you could say that's what it means. They're always together. Be Yichud. He doesn't say that. Mashmai says that he learned the Russians because they're together with them for so long. Then remela you have to be chayshish. That being the case. L'chur by Eishes Ish, somebody that works in an office with an Eishes Ish, and they're together for twice the amount of time, waking hours, than they are with their wife, then L'chur, it has, first of all, it's Nimtza Imoy Tadir, more Tadir than his wife, and not only that, it could very well be a Matzav of Libre Gaspa, working together in the same office for so many hours a day. L'chur, in such a case, Zichur, you would be Chayiv in Erchokis. Now, even though looking at Ibn Ezra, Chafalv tells whether Shachak is Yichayiv, you're not Chayiv. And in such a case, even if you're not Mechayiv min Adin, certainly Mechayiv min Adin, to make Harchakis, whatever the Harchakis are, that it's imperative that one make Harchakis. Just one last Nakud, and that is, we should bear in mind, as we're going through the Sugi of Harchakis and the Halachas of Harchakis, that there's Harchakis that are Aser Midaraisa, which Chashash is Akaris, Mechayiv in the Ramah and the Rosh, like Chibuk Benishuk. It's also midaraisa. The question is karis is only allowed. Then there's harchokis that are aser midar abanan, like mizigas akoris and tzol samita ukedoyme. Those are aser midar abanan. Then there's harchokis that the makar is in the rishenim, like possibly passing something. That's shaila rashi. Maybe the makar is from rashi. Even not passing something zrika is lachar in the rishenim. That's the makor is sitting together on a saf solechod. That's misnandeh. The makor is in the rishenim. L'chur, these things, the makor is in the rishenim. Then we have things that the achronim mention, and that is, let's say, clothing touching clothing. And then we have things that don't even seem to be mentioned in the achronim, but it's a minig of the olam, the haintig apais and clair, the maisha the tshuva about it. Can you pick something up together with your wife? Pick up a heavy load together with your wife. Picking up maybe a light load is maybe chiba. She has a holding tissues from the store in a bag to hold it with her. That's the Chorim HaYisachibah. But at least the heavy thing, the shayla is, can you pick up a carriage together? Can you pick up a table? You want to move the dining room table? L'chur, that's not a shata, and it's not a Nigiyah, and it's not L'chur. These things, Be'etzem, should be mutter. Pushing Nigiyah Yidei Davar Acher, can somebody push his wife if she's in a wheelchair or something? I remember my Chavrusa wanted, his baby was in the hospital for Shabbos, and he wanted to go visit the baby, and as did his wife, and therefore he needed somebody to push her in a wheelchair all the way to the hospital. She wasn't going to walk within a week after birth. Now, is that a problem? But that's Negiya Yidei Acher. What is that? What are you doing? Where's the Isser here? It's not a shot, that's not Negiya, it's not Negiya Yidei Davar Acher. These are things that are not Klar B'chlal, that they're even Usser, even it seems that the Midig of the Ilam is to be Machmer. The Naftamina is obviously when you get to the Raises, their abundance, Bakum covered abris, other things we'll have to see where it comes down. And Bakum Shasal Chak, you can be Mekel. You're sitting there by the bus and everybody's waiting for you to get onto the bus and your wife is with the carriage. And why isn't the husband helping? Why isn't the husband helping? What's going on over here? Bechulu, these things that it seems certainly here in Eretz Yisrael, they're Mekel with this, carrying things together. that would be Mutter B'Shas Adchak.